So just to review again, there is a machlokes hatanoim between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shul ben Korcha, whether the Eidim have to see, and Didim Amenas, whether the Eidim have to see the same Maisa or not. And the Gemara has a machlokes hamaroim regarding what case exactly is there a machlokes. So one version has it that Bakarka, even a Chachamim, would be moided to Rabbi Shul ben Korcha. And if we have a tradition, halachic Rabbi Shimon b'Korcha means even by halva. But if you say that the Chachamim are never moided to Rabbi Shimon b'Korcha, so then there's room to say that maybe the halachic Rabbi Shimon b'Korcha, the tradition that had his own karka, maybe not if that's going all the way like Rabbi Shimon b'Korcha. So that's what the Gemara had a machlekes, whether the Chachamim are moided to Rabbi Shimon b'Korcha by karka, and further machlekes, how far do we pass on like Rabbi Shimon b'Korcha? So that's what we got up to on the Aflamin of the days. Amar Rav Yosef, Ano Amina, Mishmei Dula. My version of what Rula said was, Halachim Shem B'Korcha Be'im Karka Be'im M'Tav Even by Halvar. However, he says, Rabban Adas Mimachuz Amri, Amar Rav Zer, Mishmei Dirab, B'Karko Esen, Abulavim M'Tav Hashem. Rabban the Tamei, Do Amar Rav, Haidua Chalidua is good, but Halvar is no good. In other words, the din is unlike Rabbi Shem B'Korcha B'Karka, or b'halvor achavor, because that's the same as karkos, so you're talking about the same halvor. So then the Gemara has a kasha who says, if you have halvor achar halvor, it means if you have hoidor achar hoidor, who says it was moida both times the same halvor? Maybe it was a different halvor. Ashkel radachim b'yitzchel rafun b'edu rabbi shua amala, he asked a kasha, mashna halvor achar halvor deloi. Rab wants to say we should not pass on like b'shem l'korcha. Why? The mother de kachazi hai, lo kachazi hai. It's clearly a different halvoa. So hoidoa, hoidoa nami. How do you know that the second hoidoa, how do you know that the hoidoa is baldin? He was moida both times, each time in the presence of one who says he was moida on the same $100. Maybe he was moida a different $100. Each one is made on a different, maybe they're not in star. Maybe if you hold, you only pass like a b'shul b'korcha in karka, so hadua hadua could be that he was made in a different halva. So he re-answers him, Rabbuna b'edu b'shul answer him, Nachma Yitzchok, that must be the only time Rab would say hadua hadua is good, the omalei lahai basra, he tells the second, when he's made in the presence of the second aid, a high basra, the second aid, by mother, do loch kamoch, this $100 that I made it to you, adui leinami kami plenty. This is the same $100 that I was made last week in the presence of Shimon. So I made the same. Preg Markasha, so what? Akati basu yada kamala yada. The second aid knows that. That the man who was made admitted that this is the same $100 that I was made to the first one. But the first one doesn't know whether the second aid is testifying on hoidos baldin on the same chayit. And for the Gemara asks, Basu Yada Kamala Yada, the original Eidecha doesn't know that they both heard the same, exact same Hadua. And for the Gemara, the Hadaraz alone on the Kama. I'm going to do Lach Kama, Hadui Lena, Mikami Plenty. The $100 that I was made to you, I was made in front of Yanko the week after. So he told both of them. He told the second aid that when the man made the Hadua Spaldin, so he told the second aid, when I'm admitting to you the $100, this is the same $100 that I admitted to the first aid. Then he goes back to the first aid. When he told the first aid, he can't say, and I'm going to admit in the presence of Beryl also. He doesn't know who's going to come up. So after he admitted to Beryl, after he told in the presence of Beryl that he owes money to Reuven, so then he goes back to the first aid, Echad aid, come on, he tells him, what I was, the $100 I was made to you, I was made to the same Haidor in the presence of the second aid. Fine. So they both aid him know that. They're both talking about the same $100. So the Gemara, that's the version of Rab. We only pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. We only pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha, Bikarka, or Behoidoh Achar Hoidoh, when they both aid him know that it's the same halvor that he's made about, or the same hezek, or the same mekach, whatever it happens to be. So he was very appreciative. Nachma Yitzchak was really bothered. He never understood this. If halva, Rav holds, is no good. So So I said, good, maybe he was made a different $100 to the second one, and a different $100 to the first one. So he says, thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. I was bothered with this kasha. I never understood why Rab distinguishes between halvah or halvah, because it's clearly two different halvahs, and hoidoach or hoidoach, that it is good. Why hoidoach hoidoach? Maybe each time it's made on a different chay. So he says, I thank you. That the only time Rab said it's good is if he tells the second one, he tells the first one, it's the same $100 that I was made. Amalei, so the one who answered, who is it? Rabbuna Beit Rabbi Shua says, what are you so happy about? The teretz that I gave you is stupid. It's incorrect. Amalei, my nechusa, what are you so appreciative about? Well, now you're not bothering Kash. Why not? The Rava became Rav Sheshes, Shada Bein Arba. Somebody, either Rava or Rav Sheshes, threw a monkey wrench into this teretz. Why? Lav aino hador achar. That what? Rav said, hoido achar halvo is good. Then he says, hoido achar hoido is good. So if you're going to say, hoido achar hoido is only good, if he tells the Basra and the Kama that I'm talking about the same hezek, or the same halvo, the same demea mekach, he has to tell both of them that it's the same. So what did Rav say? What did Rav say for different chalukas? He says, halvo halvo is not mitztarfim. Hador ha-chador is mitztarfim. Why? So he just... Abnachma Yitzchok said the only time he says it's good if he tells the Kama and the Basra that it's being made the same thing. It is not the same as hador achar halvor. So why did Rav mention them as four different cases? Hador achar halvor, halvor achar hador, hador achar hador, halvor achar halvor. Why they... It's all the same case. Lav ha-chador hador achar halvor. It's the exact same case. Hador Chalvo will only be good if he tells the aid in whose presence he made the Hador, I'm being moided the Halvo that the first aid saw. If he just makes a Hador, I owe him $100, maybe it's $100 from the Demea Mekach, and not a Halvo, so, and maybe the two aid echads are not saying on the same thing. So it comes out that the two cases that Rav says are good, Hador Chalvo, and Hador Acher Halvor are only acceptable if he tells both Adam that we're talking about the same thing. Amalei, so Rav, the one who asked the Kasha, Abnachma Yitzchak asked the Kasha, Rafun Abed Rebishua, Abnachma Yitzchak says, you guys are very unusual. I heard about you, that you're big Harifim, and you say a Shtigl Torah, then you slug it up. Then you say another Shtigl Torah, slug it up, go back and forth. He asked them, I don't understand, why is it good? So he gave a whole pshat, he has to tell the bas, he has to tell the kama, and then he slugs it up because it can't be that that's what Rav said. So he says, you have the ability to chop down the tree, and after you chop it down, and it's dead already, then you replant it, and you start all over again. Somebody, remember, a student was asking me whether I give a brisker shear. So I said, what's a brisker shear? So he said, in brisk, what did he say? They take the Gemara, they rip everything apart and then they rebuild it again. So I said, I don't give a brisker shear. That's the definition of brisk, I don't give a brisker shear. They said, these people, whatever city they came from, these are Bali Tilpo. So they say a whole shtigl Torah and then they slug it up themselves. The Ramisu Dikli, you chop down a tree and then you replant it and it grows. So bottom line, how do we paskin? Bottom line, how we pass like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, but the Shad, which case? Is it only Bikarka, or is it even ben Metaltalim, even Bahavar Chavor? So let's see, Nardoy Amri, Ben Hador Chavor, Ben Hador Chavor, Ben Halvor Chavor, Ben Halvor Chavor, everything in all cases, it's Tarfas. Come on, Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, that's that version of Rabbi Shua, that different versions of Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. That's that version, that's how we paskin Halacha. Havo achar vo is clearly different chiyuvim, not only havo achar vo, even havo achar hezik, achar demea mekach. Bottom line, Eid Echot says he's chayv $100 because of demea mekach. Eid Echot says he's chayv $100 because of hezik. So bottom line, you have to aid him on $100. He's chayv to pay $100. Okay. Now goes a new topic. Rashi has on the bottom line, We learn out from the psukim that you need seven questions regarding Zman HaMokom. The Gemara in the next parak, Rashi says, "Lekamondaf mem." The Gemara learns out from the Psukim of the Rashta v'Chakarta v'Shalta Heit that there you have three questions, and the other parsha you have two, and you have two. So you add them all up together, you have three and two is seven. So those are the seven questions based on Makom v'based on Zman. Okay. So that you need Rishon v'Chakira. Then Atar Echad Din Mamas Echad Din Nefashis is Rishon v'Chakira. Then the Gemara has Akasha from Tosefta on Daf Lamed Beis Hamanah. The Gemara says, the Mishnah here says, Echad Din Mamas need these Rishon v'Chakira. That's Ben Atar. The Rabbana that did away with it, Kadesh Lo Tenadalas Bifnei Lo. That's the last line. Kedir Abchanina. Abchanina, the Rabbana that did away with it. So what's taka the din mid the rabbanon? Edim come and they tell a story by dini mominus, and you ask them exactly when did the hezek happen? The edim say we don't remember. They don't remember. So min haTorah it's not acceptable, and mid the rabbanon it is good. Mid the rabbanon it's good means that we consider it a hagodah seidus. Or mid the rabbanon we say even though there's no hagodah seidus, it can be done based on Omed. In Dini Mamonos, it can be done based on Omed. So what's the pshat over here? Midirabbanon, you don't need Rishon v'Chakira, it's considered Haggadah Seidus, Midirabbanon. It's Minatar, it's no good. Midirabbanon is good, it's based on Hefke Bez Nehefke. So what's exactly the nature of the Hefke Bez Nehefke? What they say over here? They said, even though Minatorah, the Haggadah Seidus doesn't get off the ground until you do the Rishon v'Chakira, with the Rabbanon, the Haggadah Seidus is finished without it, even though they say any Adeya, it's still good, or they say no. With the Rabbanon, they never changed that din. It's only called the Haggadah Seidus. The Bezdin's only Mekabalaitis if they give this man and the Mokum. But if he says any Adeya, so it's not a Kabbalah, it's not a Kabbalah Seidus, but it's an Umdina. Bezdin can pass him based on Umdina. An Afkamina would be two Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina would be the Tosefta. There's a din, Kivishig and Shubin Achazar Magim. When does that din set in? So the Gemara says in Ksub is Turkade Dibra. Turkade Dibra after he finished the Haggadah Seidus. There's a Tosefta that says the din sets in Kivishig and Echkare Dusim and Bezdin, Kivishig and Shubin Achazar Magim. There used to be a professor here in Bernard Revel who put out a book on Masechah Sanhedrin. I wouldn't recommend it. I don't think he understood the Masechah. So he pointed out this Givaldi Gestira, that the Gemara says in Eilun Iris that the Edim, Kimishig and Shem Rechoz HaMagid, only sets in after Kedei Dibra. Ter Kedei Dibra, they can't back out. How come the Tosefta says Fakir? Tosefta says Kimishig and Shem Rechoz HaMagid, only sets in Mishenech Rei Dusim Ebezin. I don't see what this theory is. Calls man that is like Nechrei Dusim Ebezin, it's not Kimishig yet. Yeah, they didn't finish the Haggadah Seidus. So then when he finishes, he can still back out Ter Kedei Dibra afterwards. Why is it a steer in the Shulchan Aruch? They quote both. You have to have Nechrei Dusim Ebezin, Kosma and Nechrei, they didn't finish the Eidus. And after they finish everything, Achrei Kechlos HaKol, then they can still back out Ter Kedei Dibra. So Nishkan steer. So does that din still apply Bizman HaZeh? That calls Mashal and Nechrei Dusim Ebezin, the Eidim can back out. Midirabbanon, they said you don't need Rishon v'Chakira. So what do you mean Midirabbanon you don't need? Midirabbanon, we declare that it's called the Kabbalah Seidus even without Rishon v'Chakira. So the Haggadah Seidus is finished. Haggadah Seidus is finished. Even though it was Loi Nechrei Dusim Ebezin, even though it doesn't say Zman HaMakom. So he couldn't, Midirabbanon Bizman HaZeh, he can't back out. Even though they didn't give the Rishon v'Chakira, what do you say? No. They never changed the din d'oraisa. The din d'oraisa still is Bezin can't be mekabelatus without Rishon v'Chakira. Cause Mashal and Nechris and Bezin is not Kimishigit. How Bezin Paskin? How do they know the facts of the case? No, it's an umdine. Bezin the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Yesh le Bezin lod dini mamunis based on Omed. Even though Omed is no good to give dini nefashis, but Omed is good to give dini mamunis. That's a problematic Rambam. All the Rishonim asked, the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara later seems to equate Mamonis and Nefashis. That if Omid is good in Mamonis, then Omid is good in Nefashis as well. So how does the Rambam make this distinction? The Rambam says that we distinguish between Mamonis and Nefashis. Mamonis, you can't paskan based on Omid, Nefashis now. So that's a problem. The Rambam got it from a Mechilta. So why does he pass like the Mechilta? It's against the Gemara. Okay, it's a problem. So that's the Shaila over here. So the Shach and Simon Lamed in Choshem Mishpo points out this is Mefurish and Machlekes HaRishonim in the following case. let's say there's a case of Dinim Ominous, and Bezna asks the Eidim, tell the whole story. So they tell the story, then Bezna asks, exactly when did the Halva happen? So the Gemara says, if they say any day is good, if they say any day is good, but the Bezna asks, when did it happen? So what if the Eidim do know what happened, but they contradict each other? One Eid said it happened on Tuesday, Parshas Tazria. The other Eid says that it happened on Tuesday, Parshas Mitzer. It's a different week, totally different week. So if there's, what's the din if there's a hakasha in Rishma Hakir? So the Mechaber writes in Siman Lamed, Afal Pi, even though the din is Bizman Hazeh, Eidi Momen do not require Drisha V'Chakira. That's Siman Lamed Siv Beis. Afal Pi She'ein Eidi Din Momen Tzrichim Drisha V'Chakira and Mekhishu Zeh Ezeh V'Drisha V'Chakira and Bizman HaMokim Eidusim B'Teilo. It is Nitfas as a Chelek of the Haggadah Seidus. The Shach quotes a Chuvas HaRabban who disagrees. In the Shach there's a misprint, it says Ramban. So that's a misprint, should be Chuvas HaRabban. The Shachs have caught in Vav and Simon Lamed. The Rabban says that since with the Rabbana they did away with the need for Drisha V'Chakira. So even if the Eidim say it, it's not considered a Chelek of the Haggadah Seidus. It's not necessary. So we ignore the fact that there's a contradiction. What's a din if you have a hakosha in bedikas? So the Gemara is going to say now, right over here. Hakosha in bedikas is exeris hakosuv. That's the bottom Rashi on daf lamed amid base. Hini emes nochan adover. So we learn that from the seven expressions with the rashta b'chakalta b'shalta, the three verbs, and then another two verbs. You added up seven verbs. You have seven questions regarding Zman HaMakom. Then it says, V'ini Yemes Nochan HaDovar. So that teaches us that in Din HaNefashos there's an institution of Bedikas. What's the institution of Bedikas? So Bezdin should ask a lot of questions. So if the Eidim say, any day I didn't notice whether the murderer was wearing a tie, not wearing a tie, was he wearing a black sweater or a green sweater, I didn't notice what color. So if he says any day is good, but if the Eidim contradict each other in Bedikas, then we learn that from the Pasuk, but that's only Exeris HaKosav in Nefashos. In Mamanis, there's no parsha, there's no pasuk that says Nochan Adobah. So even if the Eidim give information about Bedikas and they contradict each other, it doesn't bother us. This is not Nitfas as a Chelek of the Haggadah Seidus. It's not necessary. So the Ravon is of the opinion that since with the Rabbanu we did away with the need for Drisha V'Chakira and the Zman HaMakom, so even if they do volunteer and they contradict each other, it's like Bedikas, Hakosh and Bedikas is in Mamanis, is not a problem. On the level of the Raisa Hakosh and Chakiris in Mamanis is a problem. Not only Hakosh, if they say any day is also not good. The Mishnah says any day is also not good. But once the Chachamim did away with the need for Drisha V'Chakira in Mamanis, so just like if they say any day is acceptable, so even if they volunteer the information and they contradict each other, it shouldn't puzzle, because they didn't have to give that information in the first place. The Zman and the Makom should be the same as Bedikas on the level of their eyes. And the Din should be Bizman HaZeh. The Din, the Shulchan Aruch still quotes the Din. There's no Din Akim Shigan Shemel Chayzah Magid. Right. So this is a fundamental Machloikas HaRishayim. What's the nature of the Din of Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina said that the Rabbanu did away with the need for Drisha V'Chakira means that it's called Haggadah Seidus even without Drisha V'Chakira. So even if they contradict each other and there's Zman HaMakom, it doesn't bother me. It should be like Bedikas. There's Zman HaZeh, they contradict each other and there's Zman HaMakom, doesn't bother me. And the Din of Kibbutz Shi'igit should set in once they tell over the story, even Kodim Shenechrei Dusim Ebezin. With the Rabbanu, they already finished the Haggadah Seidus. Or should you say no? That even with the Rabbanan, they never changed the Hilchos Seidus. And cause Mashal and Echrei Dusim Ebezin, they didn't finish the Haggadah Seidus. And Bezin has the ability to paskin based on what they said. That's because Bezin, Yesh, the Bezin, Lodin, Dini, Mamanis, based on Umdina. And Kim Shigit, even Bizman HaZeh, will not set in until after you Nechrei Dusim Ebezin. And if the Eidim will contradict each other, then it will passel, and Zman HaMakom will passel. That's a fundamental. That's a Machlekes HaRishonim. So we have to see, what does the Gemara have to say about this? The Gemara is talking Bizman HaZeh. The Gemara is going to talk on the next daf, Lamed Al Lam. The Gemara is going to be talking after the Takana of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina is explaining at Tosefta He says the Mishnah, the first line, Echad Dinei Mamis Needs Vishva Chakira, that's a Din Deraisa until the Tkuvas HaTanoim. And then B'Tkuvas HaTanoim, they changed it. So the Amoraim are going to say Halacha LaMaisa, something about Hakoshin's Banamakam. So we're going to have to see what they have to say.
Does Shulchan Aruch say Dafka that becomes Edus once it's Rishiv HaKira?
The Shulchan Aruch quotes the din that up until Nechri Dusim Ebezin, the Edim came back out. Calls much on Nechri Dusim Ebezin, the Haggadah Sedus isn't completed yet.
So they
seem to be assuming that even Bisman Hazeh, he doesn't say that it doesn't apply to Bisman Hazeh. Can't see. Let's see. Amar Rav Yehuda, that's where we're up to about the six lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Eidus Hamakasha Zuzu Vibdikas Ksher B'Dini Mamanas. I understand, because it's Xeris HaKosov. Hini Amasnach and Ador Xeris HaKosov in Nefashas. In a Mamanas, there is no such Xeris HaKosov. There's no need for B'dikas. And Memele, HaKosha doesn't bother me. Amar Rav, what's called B'dikas? We usually assume that there are two categories of things. There's Grisha V'Hakira, on the one hand. And then there's Bedikas. The Rishu V'Chakira is Manamokam. Insignificant details. Amarav, he comes and he says that there are three categories. There's Chakiris, there's Bedikas, and Drishas is a middle category. Three different categories. Amarav, Mistabri Milse, the Rav Yehuda, that he says, HaKoshim Bedikas doesn't bother me. Bechadam, Aaron Kim Shchor, Bechadam, Aaron Kim Levana. What color pocketbook was he taking the money out of? What color wallet did he take the money? But if he says he lent them in crisp dollar bills, the other guy says, and the other way, Echad says he lent them in old, worn out dollar bills. You're talking about the thing itself. That's not Zaitike Bedikas, that's Bedikas on the actual Halvoa. So he comes up, the Rambam writes like this, that there are three categories. The Rabbi asks, where did he get that from? The Pashto says he got it from this Gemara. The Rambam writes that there are three categories. There's we usually say Drisha v'Chakira of the seven questions of Zman HaMakom, and everything else is Bedikas. The Rambam says no. There's Chakiras, that's the seven questions Zman HaMakom. Then you have Drishas, the details of the actual case. Then you have Bedikas, of the side topics. So Robert distinguishes and he says, what color wallet was it? What color pocketbook was it that he took the money out of? That's Zaitige topic. That's Bedikas. But if he says, Manashach Manalov, and that's the actual Havo itself, so that's something more important. We got to give it a new name. We'll give the baby a new name. Drishas. Kurish Mabizro. Drishas. That's what the Rama calls it. Okay, call it whatever you want. But you have to say there are three different categories over here. Then the Gemara asks, And Arniki Shchorva Arniki Levana is not a problem in Dini Mamanus, but in the Fashas it is a problem. So Gemara says, wait a minute, is that also, we go so far in Bedikas and Dini Nefashas, Arniki Shchorva Bedini Nefashas Lo, that's not acceptable because that's called Hakoshi in Bedikas. How can it be? Two Edim say that Reuben murdered Shimon. Then they say, what kind of a weapon did he use? He says he used a little, he used a bread knife, a big challah knife, very long. He says he used a pocket knife. So that's a hakasha. One says, besayf harog bechanam, baririn harog, a big knife, a little knife, ein zanochan. That's hakasha and bedikas. Echadam, kele shchay bechanam, kele banim. I raise enough, but if you ask him, what color clothing was he wearing? That's a totally extraneous topic. So Rav Chizda is of the opinion that doesn't even pose a problem in Dina Nefashas. So what do you tell me that in Dina Mamanis, Hakoshe, on what color the Arniki was, Arniki Shchar, what color was the wallet, doesn't bother me, that doesn't even bother me in Dina Nefashas. The only thing, but if it would be in Drishas, if it would be Manashach Manalavan, that's worse than Bedikas. So the Gemara asks, no, that is Bedikas. What color clothing is wearing? That's so side topic, even in Fashas, that doesn't pose a problem. So isn't Rav in contradiction to Rav Chizda? How can he contradict? Mar says, yeah, why not? They disagree with each other. Gabra Karamis, it's a machlekes. What's called Bedikas and what's called Drishas? So Rav is of the opinion that even the side topic, what color clothing and what color pocketbook, indeed, in the Fashas, that is called Bedikas, and Didi Maman is Bedikas. Hakosh Bedikas doesn't bother me. The only time, that's what the rubber holds. But if it's Hakosh and Drishas, on the Etzem Eisem, Manashach, Manilavan, Even the dinim amnus, it wouldn't be good. We have to say the three categories. Fine. Okay, so far so good. Now, do yam rafil echadam amanu shach lechadam amanu lavan amitz tarfim. Why? It's bedikas. It's not drishas. There is no such thing as drishas. It's a side topic. What color, whether they were crisp dollar bills or they were worn out dollar bills, they were torn, old, that's a hakosh and bedikas, and hakosh and bedikas doesn't pose a problem. He holds the same as Rav Chisda. Okay. It doesn't pose a problem in dinim amnus.
Gave him dollar bill, the other guy said he gave him a check.
That would be obvious. Mm, I don't know. That'll be the same shiloh. That'll be the same shiloh. Bottom line, they both say that he borrowed money. The only question is, how did he borrow the money? Did he give him, did he lend him a check, or did he give him cash? So I think according to Rav, it'll be no good. Even Manashach, Manalov, and there's Hakosh and Drishas. And according to the Nardoi, I think it would be good. Just
pretty
like
hard to judge exactly where it falls in the category of is it a side issue or is it a check? Everybody can tell a check is a check, but
yeah,
old bills, new bills, you know, a couple of old, a couple of new, this is...
Could
this,
be. Could, you mean it could be that if it's so obvious,
yeah,
then everyone would agree that that's Grecian, that there is a third category of Grecian. Yeah. Could be. Okay, could be. It's a good point. It could be. So Nachman, Adoyam, Rafi Lechem, Manashach Lechem, Manalovan, doesn't pose a problem. It's tarfin. So the Gemara says, Hushit is at Keman, must be Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. What's that do with Rabbi Shua ben Korcha? Because Rabbi Shua ben Korcha said, Halvo, Achar, Halvo, it's tarfin. Totally two different stories. So the here is also totally two different stories. He says, Manashach, Manalovan. He says he lent them crisp dollar bills, and he says he lent them worn out dollar bills. So just like Rishon Mekorchen says, Halva, Halva, Mitztarfim, so to over here. So Gemara says, no, what is it? Rishon Mekorchen says, Halva, Halva. One aid says he borrowed $1,000 last year. The other aid says he damaged him $1,000 yesterday. They're talking about two different stories. There's no contradiction. But bottom line, they both say he owes him $1,000. Here they're contradicting each other. They contradict each other. So you should throw them out. That's the Gemara's kasha. When there's no contradiction, one says $1,000 last year of a halvo, one says $1,000 yesterday of a hezek. They're talking about the same halvo. On Sunday he lent them $100. He says manashach, he says manalovan. They're contradicting each other. Mi omar, what has it got to do with Yeshua ben Korcha? Elo the Gemara says, who did the Nardoi hold like? Elo, who the omar the Nardoi is a nickname for one of the Amoraim. I forgot who it's a nickname for. So, Elo, who the Amadana, do I think like the following Tana, that even if there's a contradiction, even if the contradiction in the Etzem Halvo itself, that's called Bedikas and it doesn't bother me.
Wouldn't you say that the comparison to Rishon Mekorcha is good based on a Kal Vachomer, that if he agrees that these are two different cases, they're contradicting themselves on basically everything?
No, no contradiction at all. One aide says last year he borrowed $100. The other says yesterday he damaged him $100. They're talking about two unrelated stories. No contradiction. And Rabbi Shua Mekorcha says, bottom line, do you have two aide to say that he owes him $100? So we paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Shua, that version of Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. But over here they're contradicting each other. They're talking about the same halvoa that took place at 9 o'clock in the morning in New York in the Beis Medrash. He says he lent him on a shoch, he says he meant him on a lovin. So that's a stira. So Nardoi says it's not a problem because it's called Hakosh and Bedikas. Hakosh and Bedikas is only a problem in Nefoshes, not a problem in Mamanus. So the Gemara says, where do you see that? It has nothing to do with Emshur Makorcha. Gemara says, you're right, it's based on Elohud Yomaki Haitan Ditanya. We have a brisa, Reb Shimon ben Eloza. What is Reb Shimon Eloza? Reb Shimon Eloza is talking about a case. You have two aidim. One aid says he lent them $100. One aid says he lent them $200. The exact same story. 9 o'clock in the Beis Medrash, right after davening, he lent them how much? He lent them $100 or $200. So they're both saying the same thing. He lent them $100, but one says he lent them $100 with another $100. The other one says no, he lent them $100 alone. So on the $100, they're both saying the same thing. But it's like a hakosh and bedikas, a detail issue. Did he lend them $100 together with another $100? Did he lend them a $200 bill? Is there such a thing? Did he lend them a $200 bill? Or did he lend them a $100 bill? So bottom line, they both say he owes him $100. The other one says he owes him even more than $100. He says he lent him $100 together with another $100. He says, no, he only lent him $100. So Reb Shimon Elazar quotes in the Tosefta that that was a machlokes Shammai Misil. The Shammai say, Nechlek Aidusam, that that's a hakasha in Drishas. Hakasha in Bedikas only bothers me in Nefashas. Hakasha in Bedikas does not bother me in Mammonis, but Be Shammai, oh, this is called Drishas. This is worse. There are three different things. Hakiris is Manam Mokem, and Bedikas is irrelevant, side things. And this is Hakash in Drishas, and Mammonis, it's no good. B'silam, Yesh B'cham Simon. B'sil say that's called Hakash in Bedikas, and it doesn't bother me. When you're saying, he lent them $100, but they were old bills. The other guy says, they lent $100, they were brand new, crisp bills. They're both saying the same thing, he owes $100, but they're arguing about the details of the $100. So here also, one says he lent them $100, only, the other one says, no, he lent him $100 together with another $100. So there's a hakasha in drishas. Okay, you can call the drishas over here. So Reb Shimon Elazar says, they still will say it's acceptable that such hakasha in mammonis doesn't bother me. If you have two edim say $100, two edim say $200, and they're talking about the same halva, both talking Sunday morning after davening, we were all together, all six of us, the malva, the loiva, and the four edim. So two Adim say, yeah, and he lent them $100. The other two Adim say, no, he lent them $200. So even according to Beis Shammai, that you can't be mitzar of the two together, there's a hakash and bedikas, but what does it bother me, hakash and bedikas? You know, there'll be a hakash, a bigger hakash. Bottom line, they both say the same thing, he owes them $100. You can't make him pay $200. That's trade to trade, whether he borrowed $200, he borrowed $100. So you only make him pay $100. And the fact that the other two Adim contradict as far as the details, so what? If it's only two Adim and the two Adim contradict each other, so that's a machlekes b'shamay misil. So b'shamay say nechleko edusam. B'shamay say nechleko edusam. Because it's a hakosh and drishas. And misil say it doesn't bother me. No, everything is bedikas. No such thing as drishas. Here is a question. If you have four Adim, two Adim say that he lent them $100, two Adim say he lent them $200. So it's tray to tray whether he has to pay the extra $100. So tray to tray is a suffix, so you don't pay. But he has to pay the $100, but we don't. So the Bezin is going to pass the Eshva Chamasai Mana, he has to pay $100. When the Bez makes the Gmardin, whom are they making the Gemara Din based on which Katadim? The Katu said 200, the Katu said 100. They don't know themselves based on which Adim. So that's a question. Shouldn't it be Adishi Atiochel Hazima? Because you only give Oynish Kashazamam if it's Nigmar Din Akir. And according to Bishamai, it can't be Mitzaref, one and one. One says 100, one says 200. You can't be Mitzaref the two together. So if you have four Adim, two say 100, two say 200, it can't be mitzar for all four together. So the Gemara Din is either going to be based on these two, going to be based on the other two. So you don't know which one, so it's trade regarding the extra $100. But you only make him pay $100. But you don't know which katedim did you make the Gemara Din based on. So in such a case, shouldn't it be considered like Edushi at the Yochel Azima? So the Chazanish works on that kasha. Okay, that's an interesting kasha. Chazanish works on that kasha.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
In the case where we're talking about two different stories, and then we say they were starved, wouldn't that also be Eidah Shiyat Yochel HaZimah?
Eidah Shiyat Yochel HaZimah.
Because there's no Tzad HaShavah between them, right? All they're saying is that he owes $100. Yeah. And you need both Eidim to be Mazim. They're not going to be Mazim on the same thing. And they can both be Mazim like separately for separate different days, but is that considered the same one Hazamah?
Halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, we don't worry about Edishat Yochel Azimah. That we know, because you don't need Zman HaMakom. If they say any day Zman HaMakom, so for sure it's going to be Edishat Yochel Azimah. He doesn't remember where it happened, when it happened. So halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, either men ha-Torah or the Rabbanon. You don't worry about Edishat Yochel Azimah. The only shot it was, before they made the Takana the Rabbanon, to do away with Zman HaMakom, was there a din of Eidah Shiyat Yochel HaZimah by Mammonis? That's what we said. The Shach quotes the two Peshotim. Yeah, so maybe this din of Reb Shimon HaLaz, maybe the whole thing is only Bizman HaZeh, where you don't have to worry about it, Eidah Shiyat Yochel HaZimah. maybe when the din deraisa was still betokfo, that you did need rishu v'chakir, maybe then there was a din of eda she'at yochel ozim, even in dini mamonis. Could be. Could be. Then it'll come out that this whole din of Rabbi Shimon ben Korcho, the din of Rabbi Shimon ben Korcho, that halvo achal halvo mitztarfim, how is that going to be? That's going to be eda she'at, you're asking. Will that be eda she'at yochel hazima?
Because they're mitztarif. They're not being mistarif by any of the details. All they're being mistarif is that he owes $100.
He owes $100.
So you can't.
If you be mazim one, he won't have to. Mazim one, will he have to pay?
We're not really using his edus about. First of all, that's a question. But also, we're not using his edus about the car accident. We're not using his edus about the loan. We're just using his edus about the chiyuv.
No, but he says when it happened. He says when it happened. Said it happened Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. A guy was driving and he crashed into the other guy's car. And he owes him $100. So if you be mazim him, he was in Philadelphia, he wasn't even in New York, will he have to pay kasha zaman? Only if nigmar din al piv. So is nigmar din al piv, the two edim, so you have to be mazim both of the edim. Maybe he will pay. What if you're mazim both of them? One says he crashed into his car on Sunday, the other guy says he borrowed $100 last Sunday. So if you're only mazim one, so in the yachia zama kulam. So if you're mazim both, will he have to pay? I don't remember the deal.
Also, if you're believing them about the details, then why would they start for only 100? If you believe that the car crash happened, and if you believe that the halva happened, then that should be $200, because it's 100 here, 100 there. So since we're not believing them about any of the details, it seems, since we're only being mitzarif to the fact that there's a chiyuv, then you say that there is no zman or makom, because we're not using the zman or makom.
Mean the whole din? You tell me the whole din of Rabbi Shua ben Korcho. That halva is acceptable is only after they did away with the requirement for zman hamakom. If you're on the level of the raisa that you need zman hamakom and eidus mamonis, then you wouldn't say halva mitztarfim.
I might want to argue that because we're not believing any of the details, so therefore the details are.
You believe the details, but it's only as an eid echad. It's not as shnei eidim. He's an eid echad. He's an eid echad. So they only combine together. You have two eidim on $100. You don't have to wait him on $200. Here's an edechad on $100. Here's an edechad on $100. The feather, the taver, tain is that he owes me $200. Because he says that both stories happened. He crashed into my car last week, he owes me $100, and he borrowed $100 yesterday, so he owes me the $200. But he only has two edim to the extent of $100.
Neither one is fully believed.
Each one is fully believed, but an edechad, yoni mechai b'shvur. So the Tavea claims I want $200, but Tavea doesn't have two Edom on $200. He only has two Edom to the tune of $100. He has Eid Echad who says on the other $100. So he probably, I think it says in Shachosh Mishpah, he has to swear a Shavuot Deraisa. The Nitva who denies both stories has to swear he has to pay $100 because he has two Edom to the tune of $100. And then he has to, the Nitva has to swear that nothing ever happened. How can they make him swear that nothing ever happened? But he's paying $100. Something, we assume something happened over here. I don't know.
If it's not going with Aedes, like you said before, it might not go with Aedes at all, though. This whole
after they canceled the need for Drisha v'Chakira,
so we're not using
that's the Machlokes, So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that is good b'taras umdene, not good b'taras edus.
So then you don't want to have a zomen. The whole thing doesn't.
Because they were never mekabela edus. If they don't give zman hamokom, then maybe this is called they did give zman hamokom. He says he lent him $100 last week on Sunday. The other guy says he lent him $100 this week on Sunday. Everybody gives the zman hamokom. Why do you say? I don't know.
According to Yeshua ben Korcho, how could you ever have a case where Eidim for Dinei Mamonis are machesh each other with a Chakira? If the first Eid says it happened in 1 year and the second Eid says it happened in a different year, it wouldn't be a Hachasha, but that we would just view it as two separate stories and that we would be Mitzarif. So how could you ever have a Hachasha for Drisha ben Chakira according to Yeshua ben Korcho?
How can you have a hakosha if they say that they were both talking about the same halvoah?
But if one person says it happened,
we were there together and it happened on Sunday morning, and he says he lent him $100. He says he lent him $200. They're talking about the same. We were there together when the Malba lent the money to the Leiva. So one aid says he lent him $100. One aid says he lent him $200. So B'Shamai say that that's a hakasha in hakasha in bedikas doesn't bother me, but B'Shamai hold that this is worse. This is like hakasha in drishas. It's not zman makom, but it's a middle category.
But for how could you have a hakasha in zman makom according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha?
If they say the Malba lent the Leiva $1,000 and we were all four of us. The four Adam were there with the Malvin Aloiva, and he says it happened last month. He says, no, it happened yesterday. That's our caution.
We wouldn't just assume there were two different Havos that happened on two different dates?
No. All the four Adam say we were all there together. The four of us were together with the Malvin Aloiva. But this group, these two Adam say it happened last month. He says it happened yesterday, it happened this month. So that would be our caution in Chakiris. So that would be a machlekes harishanim. The Mechaber says, even though you don't need rishim hachakir b'zman hazad, but if they contradict each other in the zman hamakim, then it does passel. And the Shach quotes the Ravon and the Tshuva to the Chachmei Regensburg, who disagrees. He says, since b'zman hazad they were machshir edim without zman hamakim, so even if they give the zman hamakim, it's not nitfas as a chelik of the Haggadah Seder. It's like bedikas on the level of the Raisa. So b'zman hazad, the zman hamakim has the same status b'zman hazad as the bedikas on the level of the Raisa. If they contradict each other, it doesn't pass.
Two people said we were there with these two other people on Monday, and the other two people said these other two people on the next day. So really, the hafasha, really, if you narrow it down to one day, is just whether these other two people were there on that day.
No, they're both talking about the same halvor, the same hezek, but they say it happened on last month, and he said it happened this month. All four Adam say we're talking about the same Maisa.
They also say we were with you the previous day and you weren't there. And they have to say just saying we were with you the next day and a halva happened does not mean that a halva didn't happen also the previous day.
They don't know. They don't say anything about that. You have four Adam. They all say the same thing, that Reuben lent Shimon $100, but they say it happened last month, and these two Adam say it happened this month. So that's a hakosha. That's a hakosha in Zman. So if you would have two Adim hakosha in Zman, so in the Torah wouldn't be acceptable. Midrabbanim Zman is that's the machlokes, but it's acceptable or not. But in the Torah it's not acceptable. But if you have four Adim, that's what he says in the Brisa. If you have four Adim who contradict each other.
Manu
Hayisim, no, Manu Hayisim is a hazama. That's a hazama to give a punishment of kasha zama. But it's a hakosha. The malva comes to the Levi, he says, you owe me $100. Doesn't say you owe me $200. Says you owe me $100. I lent you $100. So the Levi denies everything. I never borrowed anything. So bring witnesses. Malva brings four witnesses. The two witnesses say, yes, he lent them $100 in Chodesh Shvat. And the other witnesses say, no, he lent them $100 in Chodesh Adar Rishon. So they're talking about, and the Malva only says he owes him $100. He doesn't say he owes me $200. Both stories happen. He says only one story happened, but they say it happened in Shvat, they say it happened in Adar Rishon.
How can they say definitively that a halva did not happen the day before?
They don't say the halva didn't happen, but the Malva makes a hadar spaldin. There was only one halva. I only lent them $100 once, and I'm bringing Adam to testify to that effect. So one group of Adam, two witnesses say it happened in Shvat, two witnesses say that it happened in Adar. So you can't be mitzarf them together. On the level of their eyes, you can't be mitzarf them together.
So are you sure the carpet din applies even when they're testifying about two separate days, are you sure the carpet din applies even when the Malva admits that there was only one Alvar the whole time?
No, if the Malva says only one Alvar, then the Adam are makrich each other. The Gemara says, Emer, the fourth line from the top. Whenever they contradict each other, Reb Shem Bekorcha didn't say a word. He never said anything. So we know what the dinim are. On the level of deraisa, if there's a hakosha in zman, it passes. The question is on the level of rabbanim. Once they did away with the need for the zman amokim, does hakosha in the zman still passel? So that the mechaber says it passels. Mechaber quotes Rishonim passels, and the shach quotes the tshuvas harabon that bizman is that doesn't passel. But we were working over here, and Rab Shimon ben Eloza says, if you have two eidim, they say he lent them $200, and they say he lent them $100. So what does the malva say? What does the malva say? There's something missing over here. What does the malva say? He wants $200. He wants $300. If he wants $300, are there two different halvois? So then you have two eidim, he owes 200, you have two eidim, he owes 100. So there's no hakasha. The malva says, I lent the money, I don't remember myself how much money. There was only one halvo, I lent it once. I only know the guy once. I lent the halvo, I don't remember how much. And I have eidim. So two eidim say he lent him 200, two eidim say he lent him 100. So it's trey or trey regarding the extra 100. But the basic 100, it does have to pay. So that's the shaila that the Chazanish raises. Shouldn't that be Eidosh et Yochel Azima? Because before Bezda makes a Gemar Din, you already have a Hakosha. It's trey or trey. So he's only going to pay 100. So the question is that based on this katedim or based on that katedim? So you don't know when it's Nigmar Din. Whenever there's Hakosha before the Gemar Din, so you don't know whether it's Nigmar Din, I'll pay these Eidim or those Eidim. So that's a shot. Is that called Eidosh Yati Yochel Azima? When the Eidim give the Haggadah Seidus, it was Yochel Azima. When the second katedim gives their Haggadah Seidus before the Gemar Din, that makes it into it makes it Iyati Yochel Azima. But at the time that they gave the Haggadah Seidus, it was Yochel Azima. I mean, so what's the Chazanish's question? At the time the first cut gave Haggadah Seidus, it is Yochel Azima. But when the second cut gives the Haggadah Seidus, it contradicts the first. So the second cut should be considered Eidosh Iyati Yochel Azima. Second cut. Okay. So maybe it goes Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh, the Shach said for sure, you don't worry about Eidosh Iyati Yochel Azima. You can't, because once you did away with the need for Zman HaMakim, so you're never going to have Eidosh HaTi Yochel Azima. The only Shaila in the Rambam was, the Rambam says, Eidosh HaTi Yochel Azima B'din in Nefashis is no good. He met with the Rabbananus Mammonus. Eidosh HaTi Yochel Azima Mammonus is good. That on the level of Rabbanan is good, or even meant on the level of the Reis. But Allah HaMaisa on the level of Rabbanan, for sure, they said Eidosh HaTi Yochel Azima is good in Mammonus. Because it's always going to be Yati Yochel Hazimah. If you don't need Zman HaMakim, it's never going to be Yochel Hazimah. Yeah, what does Tesis have a kasha here? Shebeishama Yom Tesis is bothered with a kasha. If you hold like Beishama already, Nechlik Eidusim, if one Erecha says he lent him $200, one Erecha says he lent him $100, so Yesh Bechal Musayim, one Erecha says he lent him $100. One Erecha says he lent him $100 only, the other one says he lent $100 with another $100. That's like Mana Shach and Mana Lovan. They both say the same thing, he lent $100, but he says he lent them in crisp dollar bills, and he says he lent them in old, worn out, torn up dollar bills. So the Gemara made an equation. Mana Shach and Mana Lovan is similar to this. And Beishamai say that poses a problem, that's Nechleko Eidusam. And the Gemara made an equation. According to Beishamai, probably Mana Shach and Mana Lovan would be no good. That's a hakasha in Bedikas. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. If Beishamai hold that, that's called a hakasha in Drishas, okay? And if you only have two Eidim, you don't have four Eidim, you only have two Eidim. One says Mana Shach, and one says Mana Lovan. One says he lent him $100 with another 100 with it. One says he lent him $100 alone. So that's also hakasha. They're saying the same thing, he owes him $100, but there's hakasha about a point that's not such a side point, not so far-fetched side point. It's pretty close to the details. Did he lend $100 with another $100 or $100 alone? So that's parallel to Mana Shach and Mana Lovan. So Beishamai hold, Nechko Eidusam, one of them is lying. You don't know which one to accept and which one not to accept. So Tosfos asks, so if you have four Eidim, why don't you apply the rule of Nimtzechen Men HaEidim Karav HaPosel? Because you're assuming that one of them is a liar, one of them is a shakran. If you only have two Edom, you assume one of them is a liar. So if you have four Edom, you should assume two out of the four are lying. So why don't you say you have four Edom and two of them are lying, you don't know which two are lying. Why don't you say Nimsa Echemem Karva Puzzle, Edis Kulam Batel? Interesting, Kasha. According to Bishamai, then Nechlukai Dusim, what do you mean Nechlukai Dusim? One of them is lying. So if you have four, so two of them are lying, you don't know who. So why don't you say Karva Puzzle? So Tesis starts shooting off answers. Vyashlamad Hanadavke Kshapsul Yadua. I don't know which two are telling a lie. I don't know whether the two is at 100 or two is at 200. I don't know which two are telling a lie. The only time you say Psachok, the only time you apply the rule of Nimtzach Mem Karva Puzzle is you have a group and you know who the puzzle is. Here you're not sure whether it's these two Edom or those two Edom. You know two out of the four Edom is telling a lie. You don't know which one, so you can't say Karva Puzzle. Why not? Interesting. Davke Kshap Puzzle Yodua. If you don't know who's the puzzle, you don't know who's telling a lie, you can't say Karva Puzzle. Then Tosfos says, Zinamik Madam and Sky Made is Bishta. The Machlokes is Hatanai, Mandaf Tes, in the Mesicht, that they quoted from Makkas in the first parak, where the Karva Puzzle only applies to Din and Nefoshes, or even applies to Din and Mamanis. So half of the Tanaim said, this Sky Made is Bishta, there's no Din of Karva Puzzle, but Din and Mamanis. Inami, maybe only say Karva Puzzle if they came to Echte Dibra of each other. Here the two Edom say, Mana, two Edom say Masayim. They didn't come to Echte Dibra. That's a question. Is that really so? Tosfos and Makkas says, and Shulchan Aruch, they say, in order to say Karva Puzzle, you don't need that. Tosfos said, you have to have Eid HaRayah. You have to have Eid HaMeid. Eid HaRayah, you don't say Karva Puzzle. But once he gave HaGadah say this, so I say Karva Puzzle, even if Lahidu Tech De Dibur. Ache Zamukulam, Tosfos says. Ache Zamukulam, you need that the Hidu Tech De Dibur. Because the story never happened. If you're Mazim the Eidim, the story never happened. So what's going to be Mitzar for them? The Riyas HaMaisa Mitzar for them. The story never happened. There was no Riyas HaMaisa. So the only thing that's Mitzar for them, if you're Mazim them, is the Haggadah. You have to have Haggadah Tech De Dibur. But as far as Karva Puzzle, this story did happen. The story, all the four Eidim say, the story did happen. But just two of them are lying, two of them are apostle. So then Tosfos says that you should say Karv apostle, even if Lahidu Turka de Diba. Yeah. If he's a Karv, so he was at the Riyah is Mitzar of them. The Riyah is Mitzar of them. So you don't have to, you need Hayidu Turka de Diba of each other, Tosfos and Makkas says. Misvara like that. You only need Hayidu Turka Dibur of each other with respect to the din of Achir Zomakulam. Because you can't say the Riyah is Mitzar of them, because there never was a Riyah. You're Mazin them. So the only thing that's Mitzar of them is the Haggadah. Haggadah has to be Turka Dibur to be Mitzar. But when they get to Karva Apostle, if one of them is a Russia, or one of them is a Karva, a relative, so Karva Apostle, Bishas Riyah, the Riyah is Mitzar of them. If he's only Eid HaRay, he's not an Eid HaMei, he doesn't have a Shemei. But once he's an Eid HaMeid, and the Riyah, and there was a Riyah together, so there is Mitzar. I understand that. That's by Midvar Mamurim. If the Gavra is a Karib, or the Gavra is a Rosh, a Apostle. But if the Gavra is nothing, it's just we caught somebody in a lie over here. Two Eidim said $100, two Eidim said $200. So Bishas Riyah, the Gavra doesn't have a Psul on him. It's just somebody gave a lie when they were giving the Haggadah Seidus. So you can say, I think the Tosfos is probably right. Here you need Turka de Dibur. The Tosfos doesn't contradict what they wrote in Makkas. Tosfos Makkas says, when you get the Karva Apostle, you don't need Hayidu Turka de Diva. Because they're talking, if the Gavra was a Karva, the Gavra was a Russia. Bishas Riyas HaMaisa. So the Riyah is Mitzar of them. There was a Riyah. The Riyah is Mitzar of them. But over here, the Psul is because someone gave Eid HaShek and one said 100, one said 200. That they didn't say Bishas Riyas HaMaisa. That they said Bishas HaGadah. So that Psul is Bishas HaGadah. So for that you need Hayidu Turka de Diva. They didn't come together. They didn't come to each other.
Means we find that one. Here we got a puzzle every all four of them. We're going to puzzle all four people, and we're going to puzzle people that are not Karvim.
That's always the din of Karav Apostle. You have five Edom, and one of them is a Russia, one of them is a Karav. So even the four who are kosher
in this Edus.
Yeah, you have to throw.
But here we're going to say, we're going to label them as liars, all four of them.
Not all four, one of them. We know that two of the four told the lie, we don't know who.
Maybe only one.
What do you mean only
maybe
one?
Maybe under one total line?
No, they're saying about the Malva says, I lent him a halva once. I only dealt with this label one. I lent him a halva once. I don't remember how much I lent him. I lend out so much money to so many people. Whatever the Edom say that he owes me, that's what I want. So the Edom contradict each other. Two Edom say he lent him $100. Two Edom say he lent him $200. So two out of the four Edom are telling a lie. So their Haggadah say this is not acceptable, but you don't know who's telling the lie. So Tosfos gives one answer. The only time you say Karva Apostle is if you know who the apostle is. Here you don't know whether they're the ones that said 200, ones that said 100. So you don't know who the apostle is. So you don't say Karva Apostle. Why not? I don't know. That's what. Then they give the other answer. You only say Karva Apostle by liars if Heidu Turkey the deeper of each other. You would say Karva Apostle by a Karva, by a Russia. The Gabra was a Russia or apostle. The Shasriyas Amaisen. So the Riyas Mitzarefim. Tosfos and Makka says the Riyas Mitzarefim. You say Karva Apostle. You don't need Turkey the deeper. But here with the Psul is not Karva Apostle. Here the Psul is Sheker. So the Sheker is only when he gave the Haggadah. So then Tosfos says, I think correctly, you have to have Heidu Terkei Deidibur, like Achir Zalman Kulam. Tosfos says, you need Heidu Terkei Deidibur. Can't say the Riyah is Mitzarf, there never was a Riyah. Your Mazem then said there never was a Riyah. So Tosfos gives four answers to the Kasha, an interesting Kasha. If they, according to Bishamai, then Nechlek Koei Dusam, if one says $200, if two witnesses, one says $100, one says $200, you don't say Yesh Bechlam L'Saimon. We consider it a Hakosha in Hakosha, and Bedikas wouldn't bother me in Dei Mamas. It considered a Hakosha in Drishas. We'll make up a new category, Hakosha and Drishas, and you throw it out because you assume for sure one of them is a liar. So if you have four Edim, and two are lying and two are telling the truth, so why don't you say Karva Apostle over there? The test gives four answers. The first answer is, you don't know the psula, but the puzzle is any other. You don't know who the two are who are lying. Second answer is, it goes with the sheet that Karva puzzle only applies to nefashas, doesn't apply to mamas. The third answer is that in this case, you only say Karva puzzle if Heidu Terkei Deidibur. If it's Karva Russia, the Gavra was a puzzle, Bishasriya, but here the psula is Sheker. The Sheker is only when he gave the Haggadah say this. Then the fourth answer, what do they say? The only time you say Karva Apostle is if they're saying the same story. If they're saying the same story. Let's say two witnesses come and they testify, Reuben or Shimon, $1,000. And two witnesses come, Tech de Dibur, and they say that lady killed Yehuda. And that falls through. What is that? How can you say Karva Apostle? It's a different story. They're talking about a halva between Reuben and Shimon. They're talking about a murder between Levi and Yehuda. It's a different story. So even though over here they're talking... Reuben says, I lent Shimon money, I don't remember how much money, whatever the Edom say, I want the money, whatever he borrowed from me, I want to get it back. He doesn't know how much, but he says, there was only one halva, not two. And the four Edom contradict each other. Two say he borrowed 100, two say he borrowed 200. So they're not telling the same story, they're killing each other, they're arguing with each other. So they don't want to be mitzar from Yachad. The only time you say Karva Apostle is, if they're coming together to tell the same story. But they're screaming at each other, you're not correct. He says he only lent him 100. He says no, that lent him 200.
So that's not contradicting each other necessarily. Huh? It's like one says it was a murder, and one says it was a war. So they one thinks it's this, and the other thinks it's that.
Right.
No. Line necessarily.
No, here they're talking about the same one and only halva. The Malva says, I only lent the money once.
If it is not much.
I don't remember how much. So whatever the Edom say, I want. Whatever he owes me, I want.
One says 200, one says 100.
So there's a contradiction over here. So the Edom are not Messiah Hadodi. They're not saying the same story. Since they're contradicting each other, tell the same story. You can't say Karva Apostle. Because then, Karva Apostle is only if they plan to give testimony together. Let's say you had Tosfos and Makka says, how do you resolve the issue of Karva Apostle? So Tosfos says, when the witnesses come, we ask him, when you were watching the halvo or the murder, did you have a mind to be mitzarf with the others, or did you have a mind to constitute a separate kat b'fnei atzmecho? So if they say, we had a mind to separate ourselves from the others, so then that prevents Karva Apostle. Here for sure they had a mind to separate. They're disagreeing with each other. So if they didn't have a mind to join together, then there's no din of Karva Apostle. So So bottom line, what's the din? Hakloshim b'diks is only a problem in the fashas because him is nachan adover. That doesn't apply to mamnas. If you have hakloshim b'diks in mamnas, doesn't pose a problem. But if you have hakloshim in drishas in mamnas, echadam emanoshach echemanolova. So we pass on like the nardoy on the top line on amid aleph and aleph. That's not a problem. Either because it's also a side topic, but if it'll be one says a check and one says cash, that's not a side topic. That's a major discrepancy. So then maybe they would also agree, maybe Nardoy also agree that it's a hakosh and drishas as a new category, and maybe they just deny it. Maybe there's no category of drishas. It doesn't bother them at all.
In future adios, if we go back to like what it says, and I think that they were in the classes that during the day of Kashas, we let each verbatim testify separately, but if one comes from this group and one comes from that group, their adios is not that.
Yeah.
Would we apply that here, according to this?
Yeah. Yeah, one says 200, one says 100. So you don't know who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. So to have one who said 100, one who said 200 joined together, for sure you wouldn't allow it. And would you let them testify in another case? That would be the machlekes, where the zubah b'fnatzman bina, zubah b'fnatzman bina, right.
What's the Gemara's mocker for making a third category of chakiros?
What's the mocker? I mean, what's the mocker on Chumash? I don't know. I don't know, because the seven verbs with the Rashi of Chakarta Vashalta, that all goes on the seven questions of Zman HaMakom. Then Nochan goes on Bedikas, and it's only in the Foshas. And then we're saying, according to some Amaraim, there's a new category of Drishas. So where is the word, where is the phrase in the Pasuk? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Can you say it's all Bedikas, just like details and fine details?
Okay, same thing. The same thing. Either you call it all two categories of bedikas, so you call it drishas. Same thing. That's just how to word it. But basically, the same thing. They're three categories.
But if it was a type of bedika, then and we learned out from Nachon Hadavar, then it shouldn't apply
to Dinimaminus, right? So we're trying to say no. There's a new category. There's a subcategory of bedikas that's more important. We'll call it by a different name. Drishas. Okay. The Rambam gave the baby a name. The Rambam calls it drishas.
Was it a possible mishparecha? The Chacham only took away drishas v'chakir from dinim amunas, but he didn't take away bedikos. The mishparecha equated dinim amunas and dinim nefashos, so
right.
He equated in terms of bedikos also. But didn't the Rambam name because of Milas tell us they only took away drishas v'chakir?
Yeah.
Maybe everything else was bedikos. They left the dinim amunas.
Okay.
So the makar could still be nachon.
Nachon, and Nachon can include.
Mishparecha, but it's dinim amunas.
I think the Rambam understands. The Rambam says that if they say any day on drishas, so it's no good. Not only echadam and b'saif harog, echadam b'arir and harog. The two witnesses say Reuben murdered Shimon. Bezin says, how did he murder him? Did he use a bread knife or did he use a chicken knife to cut the chicken? And the Yadim say any day. The Rambam says also no good. Any day on drishas is no good because any day is chasa begufa shaledus. He's telling over the story. He doesn't know how to tell over the story. Whatever is intrinsic to the story, like Manashacha Manalavan, that's mamish the story. Did he lend him by check? Did he lend him kish? So the Rambam calls that drishas. That's the etzem hamaisa. That's how the Beis Halevi said that. If you say any day and zman amokim is no good, he said not because it's edush yatiochal azima. No, afilo naniach edush yatiochal azima is good men atorah in mominis. Even if you hold this good man of Torah, any day in Zman HaMakom is not good. Any day in the Guf HaShaledus, it's like he never told over the story. So the Rambam holds that this category of drishas, Bezin asks, Bameh HaRogoy, Rubenish, the two Edim say Ruben murdered Shimon. Then Bezin asks him, how did he kill him? With a knife. What size knife was it? He said, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Was it so big, a bread knife? Or was it a Sheikhet's knife? Or was it a little pocket knife? They don't remember. Any day. So the Rambam says, no good, because ki lalohi, you don't even need a pasuk for that. I think you don't need a pasuk. The Rambam says, and day and drishas pasuls, because chos begufa shalevi. So that's how, based on that Rambam, the Beis Halevi interpreted the Gemara. That the Gemara said, michdi idi v'yidi deraisa ninu. Bedikas is the raisa, and Drisha v'chakir is the raisa. How come any idea by Drisha v'chakir apostles, and any idea by Bedikas doesn't apostle? That was a memal from a base. We saw the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara says, this is Eidu She'at Yochel Azimah, this is not. So the base of that does mean Eidu She'at Yochel Azimah. It means since this can lead to Hazama, that's considered Gufa Shaladis. If we say any idea on Gufa Shaladis, any idea. So he never, HaGadol Shaladis, never got off the ground. So the Rambam holds that anything that's drishus, that's intrinsic to the actual story, like over here, Mano Shachem Mano Lovin. He lent them money. Mano Shachem Mano Lovin is us. That's part of the story. So if he says any idea on that, that would be puzzle. So if there's a Hakosh and drishus, for sure it's no good. I think according to the Rambam, you don't need a mocker. It's considered the Begufa Shaladis. Like the guy says, I don't know what happened.
We're using basically, and we are also using the lashon of Gufa Shaladis here. But would that mean that the Rambam holds that it's not omid but it's edus nowadays? Because the Rambam says that nowadays you don't need drisha v'chakira, right? You can just judge dinim amaros stam.
Yeah.
So would that? But if he's saying you have to have drisha v'chakira because it's the etzim shaladis, so would he say that's an umdana, or would he say that's actual edus?
Would the Rambam say that Bizman is that Mominus? That I don't know. The Rambam says it by Nefoshes. He says, if they asked the Edom, how did he kill him? He says, with a knife. And what was it, a knife so big or so big? He says, I don't remember. I don't know. So then the Rambam says, it's any day and Rishis is no good. So Rabbi says, since when? What's wrong? So the Rambam says, in Nefoshes talking, that's Gufa Shaladis. In Mominus, he doesn't tell. He doesn't say what.
Upon Beis Halevi, we saw to questions like Bameharago, so then Beis Halevi is completely against the Gemara, because the Gemara Memal, the reason Beis Halevi was able to say what he said within the Gemara, even though the Gemara said that by Takiros, the reason any of that is no good is because it makes it
Eidashiyat
Yochel Azimah. So Beis Halevi says, so by Eidashiyat Yochel Azimah, so we find that the seven questions of Hazama are all questions of Zman Makom, and we find the Torah's Makbid on the fact that we give the details of Zman Makom. So it seems to be that on those seven questions, Manu Makom, if you don't give that Eidus, so then you're lacking in the Gufa Eidus, there's no Eidus whatsoever.
Okay.
But when it comes to the question about Meharago, it has nothing to do with Manu Makom, it's not related at all to Eidus Shatiyachal Azim, the whole Gemara Memalos.
No, but that's the Gufa Shal story. That's Mamish the story. Manu Makom is a side thing. The Gemara says side things. So Bedikas is a side thing, any there doesn't bother me. So any there's Manamakam is a side issue. So why should that bother me? Gemara says, no, even though it's a side issue, it's Manamakam, it's the same murder, whether he does it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, same murder. What's the difference in Manamakam? It's a side issue. Gemara says, no, it's a side issue, but since it can lead up to Hazameh, that's considered intrinsic to the Gufa Shaladis. If it says any there, it's Chosah. But if it says, Mamish, any there on Besaifa, Rarir, and Haroga, what size knife was it? He doesn't know. So the chosav begufa shaladis, you don't even need. There's no discussion. The Rambam holds that's given, that's self-understood. That drishus is a begufa shaladis. That's before you get to any gemaras. The gemaras question was michti eidu bida deraisa. Bedikas is a side issue, and the manamakam is a side issue. So either any there doesn't bother me, it does bother me. I said no. The manamakam is considered intrinsic. That's gufa shaladis.
I think that the Rambam even uses that lashon of gufa eidos to describing drisha v'chakira.
Okay, we got to check. Okay. So what does the Gemara continue? Echad ha-mechav shel yayin ve'echad ha-mechav shel shemen. Habiyub de'vos ve'kam de'rabam mechiv ve'rabam l'shlim alei chabita de'cham ve'go chabita de'mishcha. Which is more expensive? Apparently a barrel, a chavis of shemen, is more expensive than a chavis shel yayin. I have to ask my wife. I don't know. I never go shopping. So a bottle of shemen zayis, okay, is more expensive than a bottle of wine. So if Echad, what's the contradiction over here? Two Edim. One says that he, what's the story here? He lent a Mechavishal Yayin. He says he lent a Mechavishal Shemen. So the Gemara says he has to pay the lesser of the two. The Gemara says, Keman Kerb Shemen Ben Alozar. Shemen Ben Alozar said within Beis Hillel that Yesh Bechal Masaimana. If you have two Edim, one says 100, one says, the Maba says, I lent them once money, I don't remember how much money, whatever the Edom say, I want. Whatever he owes me, I want. And the Edom, you have two Edom, and the two Edom contradict each other. One says 100, one says 200. So that was Machlokes, Bisham and Basil. So Bisham, I say, it's a Hakosha, so you can't accept the Haggadah, say it's Hakosha and Drishas over here. And we pass like Basil that it's not a problem. Hakosha and Drishas doesn't bother me. So the Gemara says, can the same Basilil Shita apply over here? That Yesh B'chal Masai Mana, that since they both say the same, he says he lent him $100 alone. He said he lent $100 with another $100. So that's a side point. The $100, they both say the same. You have two Adam on $100. Then there's a contradiction whether the $100 came with another $100 or not. That's like Mana Shocha Mana Lovin. So Basilil will say that that's acceptable. So the Gemara says that's only Nitan Behayomer. By a halvoe, Yisayesh B'chal Masai Mane. They both say he owes $100. He says he lent $100 together with another hand. He says lent $100 not together with another hand. So that's like Mana Shocha Mana Lovin. But over here, by a halvoe, if he says he lent him a barrel of wine, he says he lent him a barrel of oil, the din is when you make a halvoe, you mukhiv to give back the same type of a thing. So if I lent you a barrel of oil, you mukhiv to give me back a barrel of oil. If I lent you a barrel of wine, you mukhiv to give me back a barrel of wine. So that's a totally different thing. So you can't, there is no common denominator. There is no yesh b'chal masai mana. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha. How can it be? He says he lent $100 alone. He said lent $100, but not $100. But the basic $100, they both say the same. Here, they're not saying the same. He says he lent them a barrel of wine. He's mukhiv to give back a barrel of wine. He says he lent them a barrel of oil. He's mukhiv to give back a barrel of oil. There's a Chavos Das like that on Hilchos Ribis. Chavos Das, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he accepts the Chavos Das and he shows from the Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik read it into this Gemara like that. When I lend you a barrel of wine, you mukhiv to pay me back later a barrel of wine. If you don't want to pay a barrel of wine, you can pay the value of the barrel of wine that I lend you. If I lend you a barrel of shemen, mikra din you mukhiv to give back a barrel of shemen. Minat Torah. Chavos Das proves it from the pasuk. It says, "Lasashach le'achicha neshach kesef neshach choichol neshach kol dover asher yishach." What does it say? Neshach kesef neshach choichol. What's the difference? So you see, if I lend you cash, zuzi yoyb zuzi shokol. That's Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam ha'iragol lomad der gimel dinamein. So Rabbeinu Tam says by the three halachas, he says, if a person worked for me, he's a laborer. There's a din biyomatit nischar, a special din, only apply biyomatit nischar is only by schiris payalim. And schiris payalim, the balabais cannot say, I have a lot of leftover books, I have leftover furniture, I have garbage cans. I owe you $100 for a salary. He said, take $100 worth of stuff. No, the employee can say, Ziltrach has been by, he says, you go sell the books and you give me money. There's a special din Rabbeinu Tam has a Gemara in the end of Bab Metzia. In Schiras Poilim, the Poil can insist, V'yomotit Nischar, a special din, and he can insist, I want to get paid by cash. I don't want you to pay me with Shavu Kesef. If it's Nezikin, Chav Dalet Ob is Nezikin. So the Gemara says, Kol Mili Meitafu. You can pay with Karka. If you have Karka, Yidus Beinin Ziburis, you have to pay Yidus. You can't stick him with Beinin Ziburis. And if you want to give metalpim, you can give metalpim. If you want to give cash, you can give cash. Lechatchil, you can give whatever you want. That's by the choftal of Rabbis Nezikin. And then by halvoya, so the Rabbeinu Tam shows from the Gemara, if you lent him money, zuzi yoyv, zuzi shokel, he's mechiv to pay back money. If he doesn't have money, if the loyv doesn't have money to pay, then we say, mimori rashvasach pari efra. If the fellow owes you money, so accept whatever he can give you. But meikar adin is mechiv zuzi yoyv, zuzi shokel. Since I lent you cash, you have to give me back cash. So that's what the Chavos Das learns pshat in the pasuk. L'sashach le'achicha, you're not allowed to charge ribis, neshach kesef. If I lent you silver, let's say, a dentist ran out of silver to make silver fillings. So he asked another dentist in the neighborhood, can he lend him 3 ounces of silver? So he lends him 3 ounces. And meikar adin derais, he's mechiv to give him back 3 ounces of silver at the next month, whenever. He tells him when he should pay back. If he's lazy, doesn't get silver, so he can pay him back in cash. But meikar adin is mechiv to pay back silver. Neshach kesef, neshach choichel. If I lend you, let's say, 10 bushels of grain, because you need it now, and I want to charge interest, so you mechiv to give me back the 10 and a half bushels. I made an agreement. You have to pay me back 10 and a half bushels of grain. So that's called neshach oichel. All ribis is the same. No, it's not the same. Whatever I made the matan mos, if I lent you kesef, mechiv to pay back kesef. I'm not allowed to charge ribis. And if I lent you oichel, mechiv to pay back oichel. There's a din mederabanan that's called saw b'saw. Din mederabanan is that if I lend you a barrel of wine, you're not allowed on the level of the raisa. If I lend you a barrel of wine, you have to give me back a barrel of wine, even if later on the value of wine went up, and the wine that you're giving me back to me is twice as valuable as the wine that I lent you in the first place. On the level of the raisa, that doesn't pose any problem, because a barrel of wine is the keren. I lent you a barrel of wine, you give me back a barrel. I lent you 10 bushels of wheat, you give me back 10 bushels of wheat. That's not yosem min ha-keren, that is the keren. Because the yikir chiv deraisa by halvor is to give back the same type of a thing that I lent you. So that's what, and mid the rabbanon they prohibited it. If the nature, let's say, if I lend my next door neighbor, she ran out of margarine, she ran out of milk, so I lend her a bottle of milk, and then she's going to bring me back a bar of margarine, a bottle of milk tomorrow. So how much is the price going to go up already? A penny? So the Gemara says that you don't have to worry about that. The Ramah quotes that pshat in Shulchan Aruch. If it, the nature of the thing is such, it's for tomorrow, it's not for next year. Not I'm giving her a quart of milk, she's going to give me back a quart of milk next year. Next year, Mustafa, the price will go up. The prices keep on going up. But I say, I'm lending her a bottle of wine. It's understood. She's going to give back the bottle of wine, to, the bottle of milk tomorrow. And how much is it going to go up already in one day? A penny. So that people are not makben on that. So that they never made an iser of sovisor on that. But if I lend you, let's say, 5 bushels of grain, and you're going to give me back 5 bushels next year, so even on the level of the rices, 5 bushels, 5 bushels, exactly what the keren is. With the rabbanon, we have to assess everything according to the market value. And the 5 bushels of grain today sell for $5. And the next year, at the harvest season, the 5 bushels are going to sell, each one's going to sell for $1.50. So it's going to be more than $5. It's going to be $7.50. So that's an issue of ribis derabbanan, because it's yosem min hakeren. On the level of the rice, it's not yosem min hakeren. The keren is suza yoyb zuzi shakel, nesha kesel, nesha choychla. If I lend silver, you have to get back silver. That is the keren. With the rabbanan, it's an issa. So that's what the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch. I think we spoke about it once. There are 4 levels of ribis. Did we talk about it? It was a different shia. There's ribis deraisa, ribis kitzutza. I lend you $100 and I say you can keep it for 5 years. At the end of 5 years, I want $105 back. So that's real ribis kitzutza deraisa. Then there's avak ribis. Then there are 3 ribis is derabbanan. Then there's avak ribis derabbanan. So ribis kitzutza is yotze bedayonim. Even if he paid me the $105 at the end of the year, and then you realize that I wasn't allowed to ask for that and you weren't supposed to pay it. So if you sue me and you bring me to a din Torah, so the Gemara learns out from a person, ribis kitzutza yotze b'dayon. The bezlem will force me to return the $5 to you. What if I lent you $100? I didn't make any conditions that you have to pay me back $105. But you were so appreciative that I lent you the $100. You invested the $100. You made millions and billions because I lent you the $100. So then, out of hakoras hatayv, at the end of the year, you give me back $105, a $5 tip. So that's not ribis deraisa, that's avak ribis derabbanan. So that's not yotze b'dayonim. The Gemara says ribis, avak ribis is not yotze b'dayonim. So Tosfos has 2 opinions, whether b'bo lotzatz yedei shamayim, are you mechuyev to give it back? So in Shulchan Aruch, we paskan, yes. We follow that opinion, that b'bo lotzatz yedei shamayim, you are mechuyev to give it back. Then there's a 3rd category, another ribis derabbanan, that's called mechziki ribis. It looks like ribis, the marasayin of ribis. So the Ramah says, what's an example? Saw b'saw. If I lend you 10 bushels of grain and you're going to give me back next year 10 bushels of grain, by the time it comes next year, it may be way more, worth way more. So on the level of the rice, the saw is not an issur, because the chiyuv is to give back a saw. So that is the keren. With the rabbanon, they said, it looks like ribis. Since the saw that I lend you is worth $1 a bushel, when you're going to give it back, it may be worth $2 a bushel, so that looks like ribis, but you can't even call it ribis derabbanan. It's not even avak ribis, only mechziki ribis. So afilu b'balot seyed shemayim, you're not mechuyev to pay back over there. And then there's a 4th category. Now there's a 3rd category of ribis derabbanan, according to the Rambam. The Rambam interprets in the Gemara in Kiddushin that the Gemara in the beginning of Ezer Neshach that there's a 3rd category of ribis derabbanan that's called ha'aramas ribis. Ha'aramas ribis. It's not even. It's an issa to set up the system, but once you set it up, you're even permitted to collect it. If it's ribis deraisa, you're not allowed to collect it. and you even have to return it. If it's ribbis drabanan, you're not allowed to collect it, and even midyevit, you have to return it. And if it's mechzik ribbis, not only you're not allowed to set it up, you're not allowed to collect it. Once you collect it, you don't have to give it back. Here, the Rambam learns pshat in this gemara of haramas ribbis, you're not allowed to set up such a system. But if you did set it up, you're even allowed to collect it libisov. So it gives you the example. The gemara has the following example. I told over the story that someone wanted me to lend him money. He wanted to secure money that I shouldn't have to be nervous in case he's going to invest the money. So he said he asked one of the world's biggest experts in Hilchas Ribbis, and he gave him this etzah that I should give him $50,000, not as a loan. I should buy, he owns his own home. This fellow lives out of town, he owns his own home. I should buy $50,000 worth of his home. Then at the end of the year, I should sell it back to him for $55,000. So that's exactly the case that the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives that case. Bottom line, I lent them $50,000 and they paid me back $55,000. So the Rambam learns in that Gemara that it's only a haramas ribbis. It isn't even ribbis darabon. So you're not allowed to do a harami. You're not allowed to set it up. But once you did set it up, I gave you $50,000 and I said, I'm buying $50,000 worth of your home. And then at the end of the year, you were so appreciative. So you agreed to this deal, so I want to sell you back the $50,000 of your home for $55,000. So the Rambam says, once you set it up, so it's even mutter b'dieved to go through with it. But you shouldn't have set it up in the first place like that. So those are the three ribbis derabbanan. So the Rambam writes that so b'so is not avak ribbis, so b'so is only mechzik ribbis. Afil b'balot says, they shemayim, you're not mechayiv to give it back. What do you say?
If you lend somebody a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
$5 bottle of wine, you give back $150 bottle of wine. Same amount, but it's a
tremendous quality wine. Or you lend somebody a silver dollar. Yeah.
And if you give back a silver dollar from
1874,
that's worth $500.
Is that? No, probably not the same. If I lent him a $5 bottle of wine, he gives me back $150 bottle of wine. It's not the same kind of wine, obviously.
But it's wine. I mean,
he's giving back the same thing.
Same thing.
Neshech kesef, neshech oichel. I lent him silver, he's mochib to pay back silver. I lent him oichel, he's mochib. So that's how the Gemara says, Eimer, Domer, Rab Shimon, Ben Elazar, when Rab Shimon Elazar, Heichad Yesh Bechlam, Masai Mone, Rab Shimon Elazar said there was machlokes b'sham and b'sil. The Basil were of the opinion, if one eight says 100, one says 200, they join together to make him pay 100, because he says he lent them $100 with nothing else, he's lent $100 with another $100. But they both say he lent them $100. So the fact that he says he lent them 100 with another 100, that's like mana shacha, mana lovan, that doesn't bother me. But the common denominator, they both said the same thing, he lent them $100. But over here, one says, he lent them a barrel of wine, he's b'chayv to give back a barrel of wine. The other side, lent them a barrel of shemen, b'chayv to give back shemen. So they're not saying the same thing. They're totally different chayv. The Gemara says, no, the ma'aseh shahaya was, elo, l'tzvicha l'dmei. Not that he lent them a barrel of wine, he says he lent them a barrel of oil. He says he sold them a barrel of wine for the going rate. The barrel of wine is $5, and the barrel of shemen is $10. But no one, so he says he owes him $5 alone. He says he owes him $5 plus another $5. So that's mamish daima b'daima. That's the same as Reb Shimon Elazar. That's l'dmei. If he says he sold him a barrel of wine, he says he sold him a barrel of oil, so they both say that he owes him $5. That's he owes him only $5, or $5 plus another $5. But if he says he lent him a barrel of wine, he says he lent him a barrel of oil, each one is saying a different chiyuv. He's saying this chiyuv to get back a barrel of oil, because in halvoah, that's the Chavis Dasi, Mukhiv to get back the same type of a thing that you borrowed. That's a din derais, Mukhiv to get back the same type of thing.
But if you say Derabbanan, you're not Mukhiv to get back the same type of thing, then it would be B'chla B'sai Amonah.
But Derabbanan, you're not allowed to do so B'sa.
So therefore they're claiming, therefore the only thing they can do is make him pay. But since we're not doing so B'sa anyway, there's not, they're going to pay back with money no matter what.
No, not going to pay back with money. If the price of oil doesn't change, they're going to give him back a barrel of oil. Then the rice is still remains.
Is the right to give back money as opposed to a barrel?
No, you have to assess it. You have to make a shuma. When I lend you a barrel of oil, a barrel of wine, you have to say, what is the going rate now? So the barrel of oil sells for $10. Barrel of wine sells for $5. So the Iker Chiv is to give back a barrel of oil, a barrel of wine. If at the end of the year, when he gives it back, the prices are the same, then the Din D'Oraisa is still in effect. You just have to make a Shuma. In the event that it turns out that he's giving him back a saw b'saw and it's more expensive, more valuable than what he lent him in the first place, so then in the Rabbanim, that's mechzik ribs. You're not allowed to do that.
Even if the prices didn't go up, would I be allowed to? We said that Chayiv D'Oraisa is to give back a barrel of oil if I get a barrel of oil.
Right.
But would I be allowed to give back money if I don't want to give back a barrel of oil?
If I have oil, you mechayiv to give back the oil. If you have wine, you have to give back the wine. If you don't have, then you can settle for something else. But if you have that thing, you have to give it back. Unless it's Yosem and Akeren, unless it's a Peire, there's Peire and Tiva. Everything in the world is divided into two categories. Tiva is Matbea, and Peire is commodities. So if I lent you Peire, and you're going to give me back Peire, it's going to turn out to be more valuable. So then that's awesome in the Rabbanim. That's Mechzik Ribis. But I think the din, they never changed the din. The din is still the same, even with the Rabbanim, that if you lend oil, you have to give back oil. You just have to make a shuma now to make sure that you don't give back more than what it was worth at the time that he lent it to you.
The borrower can
say,
pay me back money if you want to. The borrower has a lot to say. The lender can say, if you want to pay me back the money, I'll accept it.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between things that are sold with like a standard market price versus things that don't have a market? Like we, in times of the Gemara, had a standard price for a certain measurement, but nowadays buying eggs might not be like a standard market price in certain stores. Does that apply to every item in the world or only certain?
I think it does. It even applies to foreign currency. Let's say in America, I lent you Israeli shkolim. So Israeli shkolim, they're not going to go up. They're going to go down. They're going to go down, not going to go up. Whatever. If I lent you a different currency, so it depends what is the currency of that country where you're lending the money. So whatever is not that currency is considered peira, and it's considered an issue of so b'so. It's considered so b'so. In America, let's say we said, in America, can you be paid on Israel? I have Israeli coins. You have to be paid in Maishan Sheni on Kesef. There are three cases, Beshova Kesef is Lavki Kesef. So one of the three is the famous thing, Pinyin Maishan Sheni. You can only do Pinyin Maishan Sheni on Kesef Sheyesh of Tzura. With Zarta, Kesef Yadach, you need Kesef Sheyesh of Tzura. So Israeli coins in America are not considered Kesef. It's not legal tender. It's not recognized by the American government. Shach writes in Hilchas Ribis, that in Chosh Mishpah there's a machlokes, how far do you go with Dina and the Machlokes Dina? How far do you extend that halach? So the Shach says, this for sure is Dina and the Machlokes Dina. The government declares what's legal tender, what's not. It's only called Kesef, as opposed to Shavu Kesef. If the government declares it as legal tender, that you have to accept for payment of all debts. So if you have Israeli coins in America, that's Shavu Kesef. That's not Kesef in America. It's not legal tender in America. What's a machloek is the Rambam and the Raivit, two girsas in the Gemara and the Baba Kama. I mentioned the Rabbi Noivir, Zechan Lebracha. The one who wrote the Shmir Shabbos Chasa was a Yekki who was brought up with all the Yekkis here in Washington Heights. So he always gave the members of Broyers permission to use his Pruta Chamura in Yerushalayim, to use his Madbeya for the purpose, in case they're in America, they want to be paid in Maisa Sheni. So he gives them permission to use his Pruta Chamura. So his coin was in Eretz Yisrael, and the person is making the pinyon is in America. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivit, two girsas in the Gemara. When you say it has to be a matbeya that's legal tender recognized by the government, by which government? The government of the country where the coin is located? So Rabbi Neubert's coin was in Yerushalayim, and Beit Vegano. Does it depend, recognized by the government of the country where the person is doing the pinyon? The person is in Washington Heights and is making the pinions in America. So in America, Rabbi Neubert's coin is not the Kesef, it's Shava Kesef. So that's two girsas in the Gemara. There should have been a third possibility, but there isn't a third girsa. Maybe it should depend, does it depend where the coin is? Does it depend where the person is doing the pinion? Does it depend where the food is, where the Maisa Sheni is? So the third logical possibility, there is no such girsa. They're only in the end of Bava Kama and Hagozel Kama, I think. There are two girsas in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Raivit, two different girsas. It depends where the coin is, or it depends where the person is doing the pinyon is.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. We only mentioned if it goes up in value that it would be mechzik ribis midirabanan, and then they make you pay less. What if it goes down in value?
I think it says in Shulchan it goes down, so that's the din deraisa, saw b'saw, that's the keren.
So it's a lose-lose situation. You automatically lose money by that.
Yes. I think that's what it says. If it goes down, so you follow the din deraisa, that he pays back the saw. They only stepped in if it's going to go up in value, then they said mechzik ribis. But they left it in their eyes. So if it goes down, you get away with giving the saw. That is correct. The last story in the Gemara, that's the Shiloh. We had the Machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Ravon. The Shachwar and the Ravon. Mechaber said, Afal pi, in the Laman Siv Beis, Afal pi she'edei dinim aminis ein tzrich medirish v'chakira. But if the witnesses contradict each other in the Zman HaMakayim, then it's possible. Why? And the Ravon quoted by the Shachtz, and Rav says it doesn't make sense, just like if they contradict each other in Bedikas, it doesn't bother me. It's not Nitva, says a Chelik of the Yedis. It's Zman HaMakom, Zman HaZeh, is not necessary, so it's not Nitva, says a Chelik of the Yedis. So apparently there's a fundamental Machlokes here. What's the nature of the Rabbi Chanina's Takona the Rabbanon from Lamed Beis Amud Aleph? The Mechaber is going with the Shita that even Zman HaZeh, it's not called the Haggadah Seidis, unless they give this man and the makam. So how can you paskin with no edus? So it's based on, we can dan didim amen, it's based on omid. So the edim testify without man and makam, without accepting the hagodas edus. There is no kabbalah edus. It's based on omid. And the rabban holds no, that mid the rabban, they change the din, bizman is a hefka, there's an hefka, they can change whatever they want in didim amen. And they said, kabbalah edus without man and makam is called kabbalah edus. So therefore, even if they volunteer the information, it's not nitfas as a chelik d'agada, and it won't be considered hakosha in chakira. So the Gemara tells a story. Echad oimer b'diuto helyon, echad oimer b'diuto atachtoina. The two edims, I say, I lent them $100. Only once, I lent them $100, I want the money back. So the bezin asked the edim, you know the story? He said, yeah. He says he was in the Gluck based medrash on the first floor. The other eid says he was in the Gluck based medrash on the second floor. Either the first floor or the second floor, so they contradict each other. So what's the din? So the Gemara said, that's okay. Am Rab Chanina, Maisa Balafnei Rebbe, but Tzirif Eidusam, that's okay. How come Tzirif Eidusam? But it's a Hakosha in the Makam. You don't need Zman HaMakam. But if you give, according to the Mechaber, you don't need Zman HaMakam. But if they gave Zman HaMakam, they contradict each other. So then it's Pasul. So how come? So according to the Rabban, this is the Reb Chanina. This is Reb Chanina on the next offer. Reb Chanina, with the Rabban, they cancel the need for Zman HaMakom. So even if you have a contradiction, it doesn't bother me. This is the Zelber Reb Chanina. He says, the Shaila came to Rebbe already in the days of Rebbe, they changed the din. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta there on Lamed Beis. They already changed this din, they rise by the time the Rebbe Paskin said, Tzirif Eidusim, Hakosha in Zman HaMakom doesn't bother me. But the Shad is according to the Mechaber that Hakosha in Zman HaMakom does bother me. So why is Rebbe Mitzarif Eidusim? He says, Bidyut Yodion, he says, Bidyut Artachtoina. Rashi says, Vavagavta Mizachshe Bibikis. That's not Bidikis. Is that a contradiction in the Makom? He says it was in the second floor in the Gluck basement. He said the first floor in Gluck basement. It's a different makam? No. Unless he means to say it's not so far away. That's called the same makam. Even in Dina Nefashas, it wouldn't pose a problem. Rashi says in Dina Nefashas, it would pose a problem. Rashi says it's only a kula in Mominus. That doesn't bother me, like Reb Yudah said before. Kashim Bedikas and Mominus doesn't bother me. Yeah, but according to the Mechaber, it's Hakosha and Zman HaMakom should pass on. Unless he say that even in the Fashas it wouldn't pose a problem. It's basically the same room. He says he lent him the money in this corner of him, said he lent the money in that corner of him. The same room. So maybe that's the same Makom. I don't know. The Machlekes, the Mechaber, and the Ravon should determine how you read this last piece of Gemara. Is this Rab Chanina Lishitos on the next daf? That's how the Ravon read it. Rab Chanina says we did away with the need for Zman HaMakom, so even a Hakosha doesn't bother me. Or do you say no, it has nothing to do with that, Rab Chanina?
What does Rashi say? It's like Rabbi Shuba and Karpa. They're the same Rashi.
Yeah. I don't know. The Gemara says Rabbi Shimon Karcha is only when there's no hakosha. I don't know. That Rashi is against the Gemara. The Gemara said on the line from the top, "Bema the Shamas Rabbi Shimon Karcha the Lemer Makrish Yadar Hech Mashka Yadar Mi Omer." That's a, that Rashi is against the fourth line. I don't know. I don't know Pshat and Rashi.
Could you use that idea maybe to answer up for the I forget which I guess the other opinion that it's not a chasha per se in Makom. We'll say it's two different loans. Or are we assuming that they said they were together?
There were two different loans. I don't think so. I think the Mavo is only claiming I lent them once. Mavo says I lent them once $100, and the Eidim say it was one halva, $100, but they just contradict each other. Where did he give them the halva, upstairs or downstairs? Detail yana, detail tachtaina.
He could define Mavim. He could have said it was in YU, and they both say no. Yeah, that's true. Is that enough Mavim? How far do you have to define Mokum?
So that could be Yud Yal Yonit. It could be that that's the same Mokum.
Yeah.
Could be that that's the same Mokum. Could be.
The other Mokum says that they're standing from a place where they can see both.
Mm-hmm. So it's one Mokum. It's considered one Mokum. Okay. Okay, we better stop here. Okay. Tomorrow. Okay. We're going to take a vote to see what we're going to learn. Okay, and the next Gemara, there's a famous Shach. Iboy Kalse Lamina. Shach has a Marshoi. Take a look. On the top line, on Lamed Aleph on the base. Iboy Kalse. Simpon. What is a Simpon? Okay. Good. We already discussed part of Lamed Aleph on the base. Okay. Oh, I forgot to take attendance today. Okay. We will yet take attendance.
You say that Adis, which is kosher mi deraisa,
yes,
would beat out Adis that's kosher mi derabanan and trade for trade. Trade. One Adis has rishon lechira on it, so it's deraisa.